And I'll get into this message. Most likely I'll finish it tonight. But I'll deal with it. This is on my heart. You want to know what John Smith's all about? You'll hear it this morning. I'm just a servant. I'm a servant of this church. I thank God for the deacons that work with me. And we're partners. And I appreciate you praying for me like you do. And this passage of scripture, this last couple of weeks has become so real. It's a familiar passage. Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside. You people really need to sign up to go on the trip, because I'll take you to the seaside. Amen. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and set in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. He taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. I'm glad for the doctrine of Christ. Yes. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some on the stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and hallelujah, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath an ear, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Our Father, right now I pray that you'll help me preach with power this morning. It's obvious that I'll have to finish it tonight. But God, I pray, Lord, what needs to be said this morning. Lord, in these few minutes, I'll pray, God, that you'll give me the unction to function. Lord, as you have for these last 41 years, as on others you are calling, don't pass us by here at Taze Valley this morning. And Lord, I ask you to bless me now in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. If you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast. Somebody say amen. Jesus Christ, I believe, was the greatest teacher that ever taught scripture. Somebody say amen. Jesus Christ could gather a crowd. Amen. He could gather a crowd. You say, and let me say this. Most of the time, the people come to see one of his miracles or get fed. But I'll tell you what else Jesus Christ could do. He could fend up a crowd too. Amen. Somebody help me preach right there. Not only could Jesus draw a crowd, he could thin one up, because I want to tell you, his doctrine was strong. Amen. Somebody help me preach. I could just see this setting. The crowd came. Thousands. You know the place. Yes, you know the fields. Yes, it was so crowded that he had to get out and use a ship for a pulpit. And if you know anything about the Sea of Galilee, and you folks that go with me, you're going to be so amazed. It's like an theater. When you sing there, when you preach there, it just echoes. So Jesus was out on the sea. The ship was his pulpit. And he gave a parable. You said, what is a parable? I'm glad you asked. It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And when God came down, How many believe Jesus is the God-man? He was the incarnate Son of God. He was born of a virgin. He came into this world. The God-man came down. Hallelujah. And brought the earth, heaven. He brought heaven down here to earth. And when he did that, you folks and I, we don't understand the heavenly message. So he brought it to earthly terms that we can understand his message. Here's what I'm going to preach on this morning and tonight. I want to preach on this theme: the sower, the seed, and the soil. Right there in the passage. The sower, the seed, and the soil. I may only get 2 points, because the last point's a whole message in itself. Number one, I want to talk about the sower. I want every one of you to know the sower is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And may I put a little P beside that? He is a perfect sower.
Amen.
Let me say a few things about his sowing. Number one, he was good at it. Number two, he was great at it. Number three, he was gracious at it. I got to stop right there and raise my hand to heaven and tell you I'm glad Jesus came by my life one day and sowed some seed, and he was so gracious, he was so loving, he was so understanding. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. He saw a filthy, rotten sinner, but he was gracious to me. Somebody help me. I'll give you this. He was a generous sower. He sowed everywhere. Generous sower. He sowed in places where he knew they wasn't even going to accept it. Hey, I want to tell you something. Everybody in this world don't accept his message even to today. Hey, this world, this culture we're living in, let me say this right now. They don't accept much about Jesus. Oh, they let a Muslim come into the White House. They let this come in the White House, especially a few years ago. And they let that come in the White House. But I want to tell you what, let a fundamental independent, shingle rotten, hellfire, brimstone preacher come in. They don't want much of that. Wait a minute, good preaching, Reverend. Woo! He's generous. Thank God for his generosity. But let me give you this about his sowing. He's a guaranteed sower. Somebody say amen. Thank God, anybody that takes his seed and takes it, well, somebody help me preach, takes his seed, it will bring forth fruit. Somebody say amen. I'm glad for a God that can save anybody, anytime, and anywhere. My God's not a Calvinist. Sister Allison got a little track. It's called Whosoever Will. It's one of my favorite tracks. It's not real long. It's not real complicated. It just tells a sinner anybody can be saved, gives them the way to be saved. For God so loved the world.
Amen.
How many's glad he loved you?
Amen.
Man, I'm about to lose my mule right here. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? Second point of the message. And I won't get to the third point, but I will get to the second point. Sower, that's Jesus. Seed, that's the Word of God. And not only is Jesus perfect, but the seed is performing. By the way, hear me. Ain't nobody in this room going to get saved outside you getting the seed. Ain't nobody in this room can ever meet Jesus without them getting the seed. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You'll never be able to be saved until you get the seed of God on you. And I'm glad I've got a performing seed. The grass and flower fadeth, but the word of God endureth forever. Somebody say amen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word, somebody help me, is true. Wherewith will a young man cleanse his ways? Through the word of God. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Amen. Hold a minute. If that's true, why is there people today said we don't have one?
That's right.
There's some people said we don't have really the word of God. Well, then God must be a liar. He said, forever is thy word settled in heaven. And I want you to know something. I'm not going to apologize for it. I may get a little hate mail. I may get a little critique. I've been getting critique for 41 years. You think I give a flip? This King James Bible is the preserved word of God. For the English speaking people, unapologetically, I'm saying that this morning. Listen to this. Man, I'm trying to find a way to close here. 40 men over 1,600 years brought this message. And it has one God, one way of salvation. Somebody help me preach. One theology, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. It's a prophetic seed. It's powerful seed. It's penetrating seed. It's perfecting seed. It's preserving seed. It's potent seed. And it's piercing seed. But listen to this. You can have a perfect sower, and you can have performing seed. But we'll find out tonight the problem was a problematic soil. Listen carefully. Listen carefully, because this will hit us to tonight. I preach this. I'm preaching to everybody this morning, right? Someone help me. Right, Rich? Everybody's getting it. Rich, if everybody's getting it, why don't everybody get it? I'm preaching the same thing to everybody. Well, if that's true, then why ain't everybody getting it? If you're overhearing it, I'll tell you why. The soil is where the problem comes. Oh, I'll be preaching that a lot tonight. The soil is where the problem comes. Now I'm going to say this to you. What is the seed? The seed's the gospel. And what is the gospel? It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Now I want y'all to know something. The gospel is in the Bible. But not everything in the Bible is the gospel. Good preaching, Reverend. Now I want to give you something to make you happy. I'm done. Not only is Jesus a sower, but I'm also a sower. And hold a minute. And you're a sower. What's Taze Valley Baptist Church about? Let me just say something from Pastor John's perspective. See, some people I say is time wasters. I think every program we got in this church ought to be pointing people to Jesus Christ. Some people are back scratchers. Some preachers are entertainers. I'm not much of an entertainer. I was preaching at Pinch last year. I love Pinch Baptist, and I was preaching at Pinch. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that I'm 68 years old, and I'm built like two ice cream cones. And I know I don't sing while I preach. I ain't against it. I just can't do it. And some of you ought to thank God. And if you know, and I ain't against this, but Doc, I don't even tell a lot of jokes. Now, every once in a while, I joke about myself. I am funny. But I'm not trying to entertain you this morning. You don't need to entertain this morning. You need God's seed. You need God's word. You need preaching. What's this church all about? Why has it grown? And by the way, we've got probably 50 or 100 people on vacation this week. I know that. And look at the crowd. Look how much it's grown. Is it grown because I'm a good entertainer and a good pulpiteer? No. It's grown because I got a gracious God that blesses the word of God, that blesses the preaching of God, that blesses our efforts. Amen. Let me challenge the church. Why don't you be a sower? We're starting a Sunday school campaign. You know how you can sow? Go ask one of your friends to come to teen class. You know how you could sow? Go ask somebody to come to your adult class. You know how you can sow? Ask somebody to come to the doctrine's class, the high school class. Somebody help me preach. Thank God. Lois, September 1st. Whew, man, I'm about to get happy. I've been doing what I do now for 46 years. I've been pastoring somewhere for 45 years. And pastoring the same church for 41. And you know what? Whew, Sister O'Brien, I looked for George this morning. I got a lot of memories. You know, he was a big supporter of this preacher. You know why he liked me so much? Is because I preached the word of God. And he said, I did right. And by the way, you can't never do wrong right by doing wrong. You just do right. And the right things to do is to sow the seed. There's people in this room this morning. Let me tell you, you want to go to heaven? I'll get to the soil tonight. You want to go to heaven? You got to receive the seed. You want to go to heaven? You got to receive the sower. Jesus. By the way, salvation isn't in church membership. Salvation isn't in doing good. Salvation is not turning over a new leaf. Salvation is not keeping the sacraments. No, salvation is a person, and that person is Jesus. Amen. And you heard about him this morning. Amen. How many glad for the day you got saved and you heard about him? Wave at me if you heard about him. Wave at me if it was good to you. Somebody say amen. Amen. He'll save anybody. Mills Diller, I'm looking back to you. I'm going to say something to you. I like you. This guy was near evolution. He was all the way, wasn't he? You know. This guy, he's a science man. This guy knows the stuff about science. Week after week, he came. Guess what we done? Throwed seed on him. Throwed seed on him. Throwed seed on him. And you want that seed done? That seed overcome all of his intellect, overcome all of his education. Somebody help me preach. Overcome all that. And went into his good ground. One day, Mills Dillard, went into Sunday school class, Mills, you went in there and asked somebody to lead you to Christ. Guess what? The soil got in good ground. Amen. You know what? You'll be saved this morning if you're good ground. Stand with me, I'm done. The whole message is tonight. His bowed eyes closed. No one looking around. I want to ask you a question I ask every week. I've been asking this same question for 41 years. If you die today, how many of you are 100% certain you'd go to heaven? Because you've had a relationship with the seed and the sower and you trusted Christ. Raise your hand. Hold them up high. Hold them high. Thank you. How many right now say, Pastor, I've never, ever been saved, but I don't want to die and go to hell. I want the shepherd. I want the sower. I want the seed in my life. How many right now, not sure you're saved, but raise your hand up right now and say, pray for me. Sip it up. Not sure you're saved. All over the house. God bless that hand. Anybody else? Come on. Say, I'm not sure, preacher. How many believers in this room realize that you're a sower? That you're an ambassador to Christ? How many of you think you could be a better one? You could do a better job at it. Raise your hand if you think you could do a better job at it. Hey, man, I wonder how many just pray about doing a better job at it this morning. Father, right now, as we have this invitation, God, I pray you'll touch this place. Lord, prepare tonight for tonight's finishing part of this message. It's awesome, Lord. But God, there's some Christians here that raised their hand and said, I need to be a better sower. That comes by commitment, Lord. Help them to come and be committed. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come?
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord.
I want to be a better soul.
And he will surely give you rest.
Yes.
By trusting in his word. Only trust him. Only trust him.
Only trust him.
Only trust him now.
Amen.